Hello, Desmond. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Looking forward to the Caribbean Premier League final?
Oh, certainly, yeah. But it's one step further than last year because we were in the semi-finals last year, and it's brilliant, you know, to know that we've got the opportunity to play one game for the final, one game for the tournament in the final.
And I guess the mood in the camp must be pretty buoyant looking ahead.
Yeah, the boys are looking very relaxed. You know, we're not trying to put any undue pressure on them, so they're looking very relaxed, and I believe that they're up for it.
I mean, this Caribbean Premier League season overall, I'd like you to sort of maybe sum it up in your own words, but from the outside, it just looks like it's just been drama and all sorts all the way through. How exciting has it been to be part of it?
Well, yeah, I think that it is something that, you know, we were hoping for years to happen to in the Caribbean, you know, because, as you know, in Australia, there's a big match. You've got India, the IPL, and also in England, you've got the 2020 tournament there as well. So it was good that, you know, we had, you know, a Caribbean Premier League in the Caribbean so that our players, you know, can be exposed to the wider world.
And do you feel it's playing an important role in maybe sort of getting people into cricket in the Caribbean?
Yes, it is. It's something that, as you know, today, cricketer, everybody, you know, even though they respect the test cricket and how important it is for the development of the game, but as you would appreciate the fact that T20 cricket is the cricket that everybody is talking about now, and it's obviously the cricket that can change one's life, you know, so it's always very, very interesting to know that you've got something like that in the Caribbean where you can get young players knowing that if they do well in the Caribbean Premier League that they, you know, the sky's the limit.
And your role as a mentor, tell us a little bit about what that involves.
Well, as a mentor, I'm supposed to be actually looking after the guys and then assisting in any way possible that the guys would like me to assist them, especially along the lines of batting and also just basically, you know, cricket in general and talking about the way how we can play it at the highest level because, as you would appreciate, you know, there's nothing beat experience. And even though I didn't get the opportunity to play T20 cricket, you know, I was a very good one-day cricketer and I get to know, you know, what it takes in order to be successful in the shorter version of the game.
Desmond, just yeah. can you tell me about your foundation? Because I understand that's up and running as well.
Yeah, I've set up the Desmond Haynes Foundation in Barbados, and the whole aim of the foundation is to get a youngster or two youngsters, you know, who want to finish their education in places like England or Australia, but also who are cricketers, you know, that can use a little bit of the cricket and the education, you know, so that I can get all of the finishing school and fund the last couple of years in their education so that hopefully that I can get somebody who is successful who either go on to do something in the lines of what they study or even play cricket, then to give back to the foundation so that we got a situation where it keeps going for a very long time.
I suppose that's sort of applying the what's so good about cricket to a broad life in general.
Yes. It's basically because I find in Barbados it is very difficult now, you know, with tuition fees. And it's very difficult now for a lot of young cricketers to finish their education. And sometimes the guys opted out from finishing the education and going to cricket. And then if they don't make it in cricket, then, you know, we need to make sure that it's something that they can fall back on.
Super. Well, do wish you all the very best of that, Desmond. You know, it sounds like you're doing a superb work there, both with obviously the Tridents and your foundation. So thank you very much for your time today and very best of luck.